now.
In
rain.
We are streaming, chaps.
Really?
Yeah. So, Sam Slade, I actually remember the other day you were telling me, oh, Alec, I can't wait for the podcast because I have such an interesting story.
I did say that.
You said that.
Mm-hmm.
You, exact words.
Well, see, I'm going to pull you and say it wasn't much of a story. What is a story? Okay, so
all right. First, we have to draw a circle. What is a story?
Do you have the red felt lines? That over?
Okay, so one of those story. like stories.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or a red marker, whatever.
That's what this podcast is, though. The whole theme is story structure.
Is that what it is?
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I didn't think so. Okay, so two things this week happened to me. Or I happened upon these things. That happened.
the things that happened.
That at the end of it, I was just like, that is really lame. Okay? Like, people, if they saw or heard this, which I'm going to just share it, would be like, that's super lame. Okay. First one. All right, so kind of got my job back, kind of, whatever.
Update, yeah, Sam, for those of you that listen to the podcast, you know that Sam Slade has a weird job situation, because we've talked about it before.
It's weird. So I was working Friday. And in landscaping, you use these burlap sacks. Like, they're not really sacks. You make them into sacks. They're carpets.
They're not really sacks. But what is
they're
a
like,
sack?
They're like, what is a sack? No, they're like, you know, you just lay down.
Title of the podcast. What is a sack?
Or bunt. Who's a sack?
Who's the sack?
Who's a sack?
Who?
So you just lay it out, and then you like put grass or whatever crap into it, and then you tie them up. Okay, and like, you know, they're really just these gross like. Burlap things like that thing. Wait, where's the Assassin's Creed thing?
It's over there.
Oh yeah,
the podcast.
Except it's gross because you put like grass and crap in it.
Yeah.
We got new ones though.
Oh.
So like Friday happens, it's morning, and like I see these new burlaps. Like, oh, we got new burlaps. And like when I said that, I was like,
your eyes like
I was excited about new burlap sacks.
Burlap.
And like about 2 seconds later, I was like. That was so. I got excited about.
Did you say those words out loud?
I said them out
loud.
Oh
my god,
dude, we got new burlap.
you like bust in your boss's office. Did you get the burlap? Did you get that? We got new burlap.
My boss wasn't there.
What?
Luckily, my boss wasn't there. But like my hick coworker was like, "Yep, we got the new burlaps."
You faggot.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's first thing, and then second thing is okay. So you guys ever played croquet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so croquet, right?
I have a funny story about croquet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a pretty funny story. So we, back in the day, me and some friends had a really big croquet binge. We played croquet, like, for a whole summer at one point. Like,
so you guys
I don't know.
You guys are regular white people.
I guess so. Like, we just kind of turned into, like, upper-class British white people.
Yeah.
High society.
So it was raining the other day, you know, and we're like, we should do something in the rain. And, like, it was late, though, so we're like, we can't, like... do anything that like you need to see real well, but we're like, oh dude, let's play croquet. And we're like, oh my gosh, we haven't played croquet in years. And we're like, yes, let's play croquet. So how hard do you think it is to get injured in croquet?
Not that hard. I've seen people get injured doing some fairly
well. It's a dangerous
thing.
Sport, Alec. You can get injured like I did.
Okay. It's a fucking game.
Did you try jumping off a flight
so,
of stairs?
Yeah, no. Okay, so like I wish I could have told you guys at the Phoenix that this happened, but I knew I wanted to say it on the podcast, so I didn't say it. But there was a big old, if you notice, there was like a bruise that was circled around my foot.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, it was kind of fading at that
feet.
Point. It was faded at that point.
Shoes.
But it was like that big. So what happened was, I missed a really easy shot. Okay, like, it was like the ball
this
here.
This might be
other
the lamest story we've ever gotten at the beginning
of
a podcast.
I know,
because
it's lame. Because
it is like...
I know, that's the whole point. So, like, okay. The balls are only about this far apart. You're supposed to hit the ball into the ball, you know?
Please, don't tell me about how far balls are apart.
Yeah, well, these were not far, okay? Totally whiffed it, totally missed. They, like, passed. They, like, passed.
It went...
So this is how I got injured, though.
It was a dry week for Sam Slade.
Yeah, so I got really... And I was like, because it was an easy shot. And I was like, no, I threw the croquet mallet in the air, and then I kicked it on the way down. Like, I could not, like, play right the rest of the game because I just, like, my foot was so, like, just messed up. And I was like, I got injured in croquet.
That's so lame.
Yeah, I'm lame. I gotta keep my stupid comments in my pocket.
Oh! You didn't do it right!
You said spacebar!
I did! I told you the wrong thing, I guess.
You said spacebar!
It worked the last time I read the play in the video, and it's playing now!
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, it's the Comments in Your Pocket podcast. I'm hosting Sam Slade. Dang it, Kevin Mix got the best
Kevin
part.
Kevin Mix. And Alec Rye.
I'm Sam Slade again.
You didn't even do it on beat! No,
I wanted my name to go and then to go bum ba da da da.
Oh, wait.
Oh. I did it on
okay.
Bum ba da da da.
I understand.
So, the reason we did the Assault on Precinct 13 is we don't actually have Eli's music today.
Nor do we have rights to it.
No, we have rights, we just physically don't have it.
We only play 28 seconds of it.
That's all we need.
He can't stop us.
Yeah.
John Carpenter can't stop us.
John Carpenter?
John, I was saying it with an accent.
John Carpenter. Carpenter. John Carpenter. John Con.
Yeah, in my my notes for today's podcast, I put John Carpenter's name as J Carp.
J Carp.
To make
J Carp.
Yeah,
it's J Carp.
J dash Carp. Like that's his like his.
His DJ.
I'm a little upset with you.
Why?
Because Sam Slade's really late. Like if you're watching the stream,
no,
we're starting a lot later than I normally prefer to start.
He's like a wizard.
And it's all Sam Slade's fault. Like 180%.
Well, no,
it's
the
your
people
fault.
I relied on's fault. If that's any better.
Slightly.
Yeah. It was still your judgment that trusted them.
How could you trust
your
parents?
No, it was my only choice, though. Was
you
the thing.
Always
I had
a choice.
No, I didn't, though. Not
you
this
always have a choice.
Except
no,
in
I
this very specific circumstance.
I had no choice.
You always have a
no,
choice.
No, but Kevin and I, you know, like, we were talking about this the other day when we went to, we had a Phoenix this week. We had a big movie marathon, and Sam Slade and I had to come back to my house for something. It was at Kevin's house. And we had to come back, and we were talking, like, we were having some pretty funny conversations. So, and on the way back, we were like, yeah, we should just, like, this is all great podcast talk. Like, it sucks that this isn't getting recorded. And so, like,
you and me do that just because I feel like we never can actually stay on topic with a conversation, and it makes it funny.
Yeah.
It's, like, we spent like 2 hours trying for him to try and tell me what the Halloween party was going to be about. And that took
no,
2 hours.
Right. So anyway, fun little story. So I'm trying to tell Sam Slade about this awesome Halloween party that Kevin, Evan, and I are planning, a third friend of ours, a fourth friend of ours, because we're all friends.
We're all friends.
We're all enemies.
And so we're planning this big Halloween party, and I'm trying to tell Sam Slade about it. I'm super excited about it. And
doesn't
probably said the words, okay, so the concept of the party is at least 7 times.
Because
I would build it up, and then I would get sidetracked, and it took about a solid hour to get back
around. It wasn't all your fault. I probably sidetracked you
a lot. No, you probably did, but the thing about me is, like, I'm so, like, I go so one-tracked that when something else gets brought up, I just, like, I go full for that. Like, I'm like, oh, that, yeah, man, no, I love that, too. And then I bring something up, and then you bounce off of that. But then I didn't even end up saying what the concept of the party was until we had Kevin here, who Kevin, like, grounds me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this
like,
is
dude,
what it is.
Like, in one sentence, dude, it's this.
Yeah, one sentence. Okay, cool. I just looked at Sam Slade, just like, oh, it's basically just this. And you're like, okay, cool. But
you could have just said that.
Like, no. I wanted to. I did. I legitimately, like, that's all I was trying
to
tell you.
The conversation was trying to pound its way out of you, and it's just like, let me out.
My brain's a prison, and I trap ideas in it,
mm-hmm.
and other people help me. But most of the time, when I talk with people, I usually have someone like Kevin around, or like Rowan, people that, like, they ground me and force me to stay on track. There are people, though, like, when I have a conversation with Rachel, we almost never ever finish thoughts, because we just bounce off each other. Like, and same thing with Tamlin too.
We should watch American Werewolf in London. No, we should. Yes, we should. No, we should. Anyway, what's the weather like? I don't know. Have you seen this movie? I don't even know.
Let
American
me call
Werewolf
Kevin
in London though.
Let me call Kevin and ask him. Like, Kevin, have I seen this movie? No. Okay, I haven't.
Has Rachel? Yeah. All right.
So this week we actually have a special guest here tonight with us.
We did.
No, we don't actually. I wanted to be like, oh, look, and he's right here. Oh, it's not
Sean.
Screw you,
okay,
Sean.
So Chris Pratt, we were like, yo,
we
Chris
called
Pratt.
Chris Pratt, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, we called him.
Actually, no, it was more businessy, so we had him on like a speaker.
Sam
like,
said, you said you left him the voicemail. What did he
No, no, no,
he
was
say?
On. I
he
mean,
was on the podcast?
No, he was on
the voicemail.
No, 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 like, okay, so, like, you know how, like,
he was on the,
okay, no, 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 okay, so, you like, know, you know, the, like, offices and stuff and like business stuff. They never talk on the phone. They always talk through the phone.
Turn it on speaker.
It's like, I want to hear this. Beep. And then like, it's like, you're on with Chris Pratt, you know?
Yeah. This is Chris Pratt.
See, Chris Pratt is like this.
He's like, hey,
but we're
Matt,
all listening to this thing.
This is Chris Pratt. It's like, so fucking cool. Anyway, what's up?
He's not that intense. He'd be more like, hey, what's up? It's Chris Pratt. Oh, yeah. I'm real cool.
Yeah. He's
dude,
a total bro.
Dude, hot woman.
He seemed like he's one
all
of those
the
people
time.
That, like, it's impossible to love or hate him. Well, no, I love him. Never mind. It's it's just impossible to hate him, because Chris Pratt, he's one of those guys, like, even if you don't
one
like...
One day it'll be very possible to hate him.
He's
on the cusp of it.
He seems, his personality. Like, you can hate that he's playing so many roles and, like, whatever. But, like, his personality...
Did you actually see him in a movie and you're like...
You have...
Good guy.
Are you bleeding on your face?
Am I?
Are you?
Am I?
Like, right there on your chin. Like, where my hair is most concentrated.
He was.
I totally am. What the hell?
Is that blood?
In a bar fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your blood?
Dude, I forgot I got in a fight shit.
Is that your blood?
Reminds me of the part of in the first paintball episode of Community, where Jeff's like, or Britta walks up to Jeff, oh my god, you got shot! Oh my god! Oh, no, it's just blood!
I'm just bleeding,
I'm okay!
and then he's like, oh my god, no, it's okay. It's like, or the Hunger Games episode, at the beginning of season 4, it's like, oh my god, is that blood? Oh no, it's okay, it's Leonard's.
Yeah.
Alright, so what's our theme for tonight, Sam?
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that. Okay, so, like, we just had a Phoenix where we just watched a bunch of Carpenter movies.
Oh, did we?
We did. It was on Sunday.
John Carpenter.
And to go with that and the fact that
we watched
The Warriors this week.
No, we didn't. Shut up. Anyway, do we
both
wanna...
of you?
I did.
You, what?
Okay, hold on. So I want to say, so when we started this new, I mean, if you're a dedicated comments in your pocket podcast.
They aren't now.
Then
they got up. He didn't watch the Warriors.
No, like someone sitting there listening, like
they're all diehard Warriors fans too.
So,
this is the one episode.
So they all watched the Warriors. I didn't. Burns their head just.
No, that's what's happening. That is actually
sorry, guys. Punch a fist through the computer. Where's the Warriors?
So, what's your stupid excuse this time?
I don't have an excuse. Like, I legitimately don't. But I do want to say... So
I told him today.
If you're a longtime listener of the Comments in Your Pocket podcast, you'll know that we didn't always do the... We weren't always in the same room. We did it over Skype originally. And originally...
Wait, you mean the Flame Ridge?
No, I'm talking about the Comments in Your Pocket. Like, when we first started off, we started off doing it on Skype.
Yeah.
And we
which
didn't
was
all,
not cool.
We never streamed it. Yeah, well, it was way less cool than
it was
this.
Not cool.
But when we made all those changes, one of the tenets that we kind of built this foundation on was if someone doesn't watch the movie, there's a punishment that goes along with it. And I didn't watch the movie.
Oh, I forgot about that rule. We didn't see because nobody's ever missed anything.
So you guys have to punish me. That's
punishing.
Not meant to be an innuendo, but
No, it is. It is now. That's your punishment.
You know what? You wait a second.
Hope your anus is ready. What?
No, I just... it's an idea I had.
What's your idea?
I mean, I don't know if it'll actually be good, and I don't know how we would do it, but somehow, if we could work out, whoever does it has to watch a movie that they either hate or we know they're going to hate. Like, it is a shitty, shitty, unwatchable movie.
If we had
and not
fans,
in a good way. Not Troll 2. Not The Room.
Oh, I got the perfect movie. You gotta watch Bloodthirst 2.
Wait. Can we talk about this for a second?
Wait, hold on.
Let me tell you what Bloodthirst 2 is. Okay, so like, I had a bad movie marathon with some friends like a year ago.
Let me tell you about Bloodthirst. We don't talk about Bloodthirst.
Let me tell you about the Bloodthirst 2, okay? So like, this movie, right? We were like, we only saw like the end part of it, like on YouTube, and it was like, oh dude, this movie's gonna be awesome. Like, it's gonna be so stupid and awful. Like, this has gotta be in like a bad movie marathon. I'm like, yeah. And then so... Austin Cross actually buys the movie on Amazon. And they're like, dude,
Jesus Christ.
I would never do that in a million years.
So, I mean,
he didn't know what it was called, right?
What?
He knew what it was called, right? Like the title?
Bloodthirst 2.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we knew what it was. What?
I think he assumed it was going to be funny bad.
No, that's what it was. Like, we were like, oh, it's going to be like Troll 2. Because we do these things all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we led off the day with that movie. And, like, it's, like, the beginning is kind of ridiculous and funny, like, just a little bit. And then the rest of the movie is the most boring piece of crap ever. With like, it's like, okay, so Birdemic, right?
That's the worst movie.
So, like, you know Birdemic, how, like, the audio quality's bad, the acting's bad.
Of course it's worse than Drive.
So imagine that, but like.
Cursed. Wait. Real question. What do you like more, Birdemic or Drive?
He likes Birdemic. Dude, that's easy.
I've seen Birdemic like 4 times, dude.
4 million times.
That movie we all is have that so movie. Much more boring than Drive.
You watch it with friends, though, and it's stupid, and it's like you make fun of it. Drive's just like, all right.
And you watch Drive without bias, and it's good.
And you're like, oh, this is a pretty good movie.
Going yes, you did.
Yeah, you so did.
You admitted you did, because everyone's like, oh, dude, it's like the best movie ever. And you're like, dude, I think that's why I didn't like it, because I went in thinking, like...
I thought it was going to be good, yeah.
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 And it is.
That's called bias.
That's not the same thing.
Anyway.
That's expectation.
Okay, so... Point is,
Bloodthirst is awful.
Bad movie.
It's like 2 hours long, too. It's not even like a small movie.
Okay,
it's like
so,
2 hours
so
long.
The only thing is, we can't force him to watch it when we're not here. And if we're here...
Oh, I don't want to watch Bloodthirst 2 again.
But if we're here, then we have to watch it. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying I don't want to do. Let's just, like, tie him up and put a butt plug in it. Like, I don't know, something like that. Just...
Wait, you are... So Kevin suggested
what
that...
are butt plugs?
Do you know?
Fifty Shades of Grey. It's actually, believe it or not, it's a really
that's real
plug.
Dialogue?
Yeah.
Wow.
What are...
Did you watch the movie?
Plugs. No, I saw Everything Wrong With It, just because I knew I probably didn't want to see it, so I just wanted to hear what they thought about it. And I'm going through the whole movie, and I'm like, this is so stupid.
I think there's a line in that movie that's like a...
Wait, how do you not know what a butt plug is? It's so self-explanatory! It plugs your butthole! Holy crap, who wrote that?
Someone who did fan fiction for Twilight.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, no, that's...
It takes place in fucking Seattle.
Yeah.
There's a fucking mysterious
guy... Wait, is that a joke?
Likes a
no,
vulnerable
no.
Or have I told you about that? Or have you, did
joke,
you find that
real.
Out by yourself? Yeah, like, that's the actual story
yeah,
behind...
Yeah, no, that's real.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
Actual story behind Twilight. Or,
it's so weird.
Or,
like, I don't get how crap gets made like that. It's just like...
How do you write that dialogue? Do you, like...
No, there's a line in there, though, that's like... Oh, wait, what was it? It was like... Oh, wait, no, that was a Twilight line. Never mind. Forget it. I forget. No, never mind.
That's like, what's never a mind. Steering wheel? It steers the car!
It's a wheel.
Well, that's technically, huge. If you were Amish, you wouldn't know.
Well, you could think it's a wheel that you put on your steer. Like,
that's true, but would
you... have a cow with a wheel
but what would you... Like, what if... Someone see, but what if they know where to put... See, they don't know that it's a steering wheel, as in, like, they steer a steer with it. What if they put it, like, on the side to make the steer, like, roll on it?
That's genius.
That's what they probably do, right?
There's like that one Amish person that they have that scans the world for new stuff.
You put it into a horse like this.
Like, that's a great idea.
Like, steering wheel, that's great.
Or so I had this
like
thought earlier. Okay, so I'm gonna run this by you guys. How come at no point in history did anyone ever try making a battle bull? Like, think about it. Bulls, like male cows, how they have horns.
Bull? Like a, like saddle?
Like a bull. No, a bull. Like a horned beast.
B-U-L-L.
B-U-L-L. Like, you know, you
battle bull.
Like a war
it's
bull.
It's like a shield, but it's just a bull. And you actually put salad in it.
No, it's a...
Or soup.
I was thinking it's more of like a hat that you put on.
Eat soup on the battlefield anytime.
It's a shield.
It's an infomercial. Battle bulls. Call 1-800-BATTLE.
You're holding it like this, and it just has a shield.
It has the strength to block arrows and hold your soup at the same time.
How many times in a battle does this happen to you? You are trying to eat your soup, and someone keeps stabbing it. Oh my god. Well,
or you're on the battlefield and you want to eat your soup and you don't have any.
We have the thing for you.
The best part
specifically
of, okay,
soup.
Do you guys know literally what the best part of those commercials are? What? Every time is when they cut to what people's lives are like without it, and it's like they show like they're
how
using
many times
they're using regular tools like forks and knives and stuff. It's like, oh, have you ever used a regular bowl or a regular shield? And they're like fumbling around. It's all
like,
black
and
white.
Yeah, no, it's just a guy.
The camera's tilted.
It's a guy at his home. Without a war, just sitting there with a bowl of soup. Have you ever tried to eat a bowl of soup at home?
And
it doesn't work.
Does this happen to you? You are sitting at your home peacefully trying to eat a bowl of soup, and
they show a guy on a
battlefield.
They show a guy on a battlefield with a regular shield, and he has a spoon in his hand. For some reason, he pulls it out. He tries to scoop into it. There's nothing in there. He's like,
because he thought there was.
He's like, don't ever do that again!
Now, there's Battle Bowl from the revolutionary mind that brought you the Snuggie.
With 14 easy payments of $19.95.
Like $1,000, $1,995.
Yeah. That's how. Yep.
And the reason why we're selling it to you because the military says we're bullshit. They said, "Who the fuck would actually need that?" But we,
it's also good for cereal.
No, no, no. But because I was thinking about, like, they have war horses and like even
you can
like
have a cereal extension for only $9.95.
They've used like other animals, like they've you know people have ridden donkeys in the battle. And,
but
like,
wait, there's
like,
more.
Like, why didn't anyone think like what if we like rode a bull with armor on it? Like, why hasn't that ever happened?
Okay, see, here's the thing. Okay, so you know the Hobbit movies, right?
Yeah.
The people that did the right thing in those movies, like the people that did everything right, were the ones that used animals correctly.
Yeah,
Legolas used animals correctly.
Yeah,
The Elf King dude had a freaking deer
stag.
Thing.
Yeah,
which is like the best thing ever.
Exactly. What if there was someone riding that
the
boat, like
goats?
A bull?
Do you remember the goats?
Those goats.
They rode up a mountain in like a second.
Yeah, that's
in a
what I'm saying.
Second. I don't even know where
imagine
they came
if
from.
You were riding a bull and you could just tell it to charge into like a thing of enemies.
Yeah.
Well,
that should be a big target though.
But also you gotta imagine, like, you can't. It's hard to control a bull. The reason why they have bull fights is because, like, oh, do watch out for the bull.
Well, no, but they intentionally...
so, look out, there's a bull there.
They intentionally piss those bulls off, though. Bulls aren't always that untamed. Like, do you know
true.
How they piss bulls off?
They
gotta
get Chris
off?
Pratt
wait.
In there.
Yeah.
It's all about respect.
Do you know how
it's
they...
About, it's a matter
do,
of respect.
Do you guys know how they... We actually... Austin and I had this conversation while we were on our trip. Do you guys know how they piss bulls off to
they
knock
the
bull off? They tie their testicles together.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So like, but like Austin's question was an ingenious question that like, well, like who thought to do that? Who was sitting around thinking, hey, I wonder what happens when you tie that bull's
the guy
nuts
who got
together.
His nuts tied together. He's just like, it happened to me. It pissed
hey,
me off.
Hey,
it'll piss the
hey,
bull off.
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry,
I dare you to go tie the bull's nuts. No, man, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Jerry died that day.
Jerry died, but they did it ever since.
Okay, Jerry might be
and
my favorite
next...
character in Rick and Morty.
Which one's Jerry?
The dad.
He's the worst.
He's so
he's like Britta
and
like,
Pierce
mixed together.
Yeah,
yeah. He's just the worst. Like he's beyond the worst. Like, he gets even worse.
He sounds like both definitions of the worst.
You know what the best episode is?
What?
The Mr. Meeseys episode.
Meeseys? Oh my god.
Yeah. That's the best episode.
All my favorite storylines always have to do with Jerry, though. Like, that was funny. With,
yeah.
Like,
Kevin, you gotta see that show.
You really gotta see
YouTube,
that show.
It's on YouTube. Just
it's all on Hulu Plus. Just watch it.
Just watch it. Yeah.
Like, seriously, I watched it yesterday. Like, the first season I just watched yesterday.
How long
is
each episode?
20 minutes. There's only 11 episodes in the first season.
Like, there's 10 episodes in the first season.
There's 11.
You sure?
You may have missed an episode. Yeah, there's 11. Because I watched on Hulu. Like, it has all the episodes. There's definitely 11.
Okay.
Like, for sure.
It ends with the freezing, right?
Yeah, time freezing.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was episode 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What we were saying about John Carpenter.
But bulls.
Oh, yeah. So, like, yeah, they really? Should use bulls, but I think it'd be hard to get them on the battlefield.
You never explained
like,
the theme.
Horses
oh
are like... Oh yeah. Okay, so style.
This is I think this is like because each of us have our own dynamic when we host. Kevin's kind of like laid back and he's very to the point. I'm a mixture of what I consider to be you two because Sam Slade, whenever he hosts, it's not that he's off track, but I just
bounce
off of you and I make you off track.
No, it's because I have no care to keep it on track. So if it goes off track, it's not. See, Kevin has a sort of like a checklist.
Itinerary.
Yeah, he's got. Yeah, he's like.
Sometimes, like me, it kind of depends on the mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm like, guys, we don't have a theme today.
I don't think about
we're just talking out of our butts today.
Well, that's
kind of
how
times,
I want
like,
my podcast to be. It's like I have a theme because I'm told to have a theme, but like I'm like it doesn't matter to me if it stays on track or not.
Yeah, sorry. See, I think Kevin might be. A lot of the roots of our problem, because Kevin does a lot of that. Like whenever we go off track, a lot of times it's because Kevin like humps something to himself, and then someone else is like, "Oh, dude, okay,
dude, that right?"
Yeah, and then
bump a da da da.
Yeah, bump a da da da. Precinct 13, right? And everyone like
I was actually doing True Detective. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. Like, what are you talking about?
They are totally changing the lyrics to that opening song.
Yeah, no.
I rewatched the last two episodes.
Yeah.
Before. They changed the lyrics, dude.
Oh yeah, no, they totally did. Confirmed.
They're messing with us.
Actually, now that I've realized that it's easy to derail you. It's kind of fun to do on purpose.
It's just like whatever, dude. I'll derail.
Because, like, you say something...
Dude, and my train doesn't need tracks.
I derail you.
I can take it wherever
and
I want.
Then, and then Kevin's, like, a giant... Kevin's, like, the beast from Cloverfield. That he just, like, comes and, like, pushes the train over.
See, here's
more.
The thing. So, like,
There's no train in Cloverfield. I don't know why I connected trains...
I think you were thinking Super 8.
Well, no, I thought Super 8, and then I thought J.J. Abrams and like, Steven Spielberg, and then Cloverfield, because I don't remember the monster from Super 8, so I just said...
Well, you know how trains... They like their wheels stay like this all the time, right? You know, and like they, you know, they go straight. Mine turn like this. They can just turn. It doesn't really matter. So like the fact that they're on a track is just
for... There is no train. It's just a car.
Yeah, but it looks like a train. Okay. It only looks like a train because people want to look like a train.
Okay, the theme.
And wait.
Wait. Not done.
And it's only on tracks because it, you know, should look like... See, if you saw a train not on tracks, it'd freak you out.
Yeah. Well, of course, I would have a mini heart attack if I ever dare saw.
Would freak you out even more. You see a train on track,
you're like
and
Samuel
it goes
L. Jackson when he sees Django on the horse. He's like, "Is that train not on track?
Who's that train not on a track?
I never seen no train on no track before."
Yeah, that's what happened. Okay, so
okay.
Theme,
anyway,
because
right? I want
to. Okay, listen, you don't have to explain style. The reason why I picked style was one. The Warriors, because it has a lot of style.
Warrior.
It's almost all style. Right, Kevin? Kevin can back me up.
Style.
Style's
a big
part of that movie. Same with...
Well done.
Same with John Carpenter movies.
With
J. Carp movies.
All right, so where do you want to start? Do you want to start with tackling you and me talking a little bit about the Warriors and then finding out a punishment for him, or do you want to kind of go to talking about John Carpenter?
I want to get the John Carpenter because I'm afraid we'll miss that, and I want to.
Yeah,
just
we should talk. That's more.
But like, all right, so I think we should try to.
You shouldn't get
them.
A say though because you didn't see the Warriors.
Okay. What I think we should do is we should all just go one by one, whatever order you want. We all say like our seventh. And then we all like, oh, you thought that was out. And then we keep going, and then we all say our six, and we all say our
six. Let's try to make this quick. Like, no much sentiment on one movie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, each person, like, whenever they get to that one movie, they say, like, one little bit of it. Like, one sentence, and then that's it.
All right, so you want to start?
Sure. Okay, the bottom of mine, which I think you guys will agree with me on.
The Mist.
I put the fog on. No.
The fog. Wait, I wrote the
what?
Fog.
Yeah.
But wait, what was it, Mist or Fog?
The fog.
Okay. No, I mean, like, in the movie, was it Mr. Fog? I can never tell.
It was mist sometimes, dude. They were saying it was fog.
Sometimes it was mist. Like, I was a little disappointed.
The mist had a cameo. The mist is actually a spin-off of the fog. Oh, my God.
Because all the mist in that goes to the mist. Like, we should get our own movie.
And then
it
started off in the Misty Mountains.
Hmm?
It starts off in the Misty Mountains. Like, that's where the mist first starts. Like, that's its
origin.
It's
a trilogy. Oh, my God. Okay, anyway.
Alright.
They should have that song in it more. Okay, so the fog, which I'll say my quick bit on.
Is that everybody's bottom one?
Yeah,
we might as well just all
okay,
talk
777? Seven,
yeah.
Fog?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We might completely agree on all these. I can see
I
that
don't
happening.
Know. I this is the first Phoenix where
I might
I'm
disagree
like,
with myself,
yeah,
let
this
alone
is, this
you
is
guys.
The first Phoenix.
I kind of, because I didn't put my favorite Carpenter movie at the top for this, so.
Ooh. That scares me a little.
I'm not. Actually, Samson, I think I just realized that you and I might have the same top.
Okay.
Okay,
saying that, I was like, wait, oh crap, we might actually, this might be closer than I thought it was.
It's
okay,
going to
we'll,
be way closer
we'll
than
see.
Any of us think. I think it's going to be exactly the same.
Okay, we'll see. The fog, it has its flaws. Like, Carpenter sees it as his, like...
It has his flogs.
He sees it as his almost masterpiece to where, like, a lot of people love it. And everything, and a lot of people thought, they're like, dude, like, The Fog, right? And a horror fan's like, yeah, dude, I love the poster and everything.
No, it's more like, hey, dude, The Fog, wait, you mean, wait, was it missed, though?
No, I really think it was good. I just think it had, like, the least impact out of it. Like, honestly,
I don't remember as much
yeah,
the rest
yeah,
of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Carpenter, he sees it as, like, a minor, like, a minor film to him. Like, he doesn't particularly
right,
feel
next.
Proud about it, so.
Six. You go with six. You say you're six.
Me?
Yeah, you start it.
Assault on Precinct 13.
That's my six.
Same here.
God dang it!
We're only two in.
Are we
buddy?
Gonna figure
okay,
out
so,
that this is actually? Oh, God dang it!
Well, I can. You know what?
Kevin's might change because we saw more. Like Kevin's seen all of them already.
Yeah.
And, like
yeah.
That might sway.
See.
So,
So
ours are probably gonna be exactly the same.
Exact same thing.
Okay.
So,
all right, so Assault on Precinct 13. What did you guys think? I mean, you
being
here
really
for your
movie.
First time.
I all I thought was bum-ba-da-dum. Like. That's all my thoughts were bum-ba-da-da-dum.
I really love just...
But sometimes you're just like, bum-ba-da-da-dum. Like, sometimes you're just like,
Obviously
we liked it because we all kind of wanted that to be the opening song for this.
Which is why I actually wanted it to be the first movie in general. I'm like, we should start with the Soul Embracing Theme, just so we can get the bum-ba-da-da-dum.
I mean, it was really good.
You wanted to get that song stuck in the whole day and for the rest of the week.
It worked!
So it was my first time. Like, I mean, it was a very solid action movie. Like, I enjoyed every bit of it. You know, the guy... From Night of the Living Dead was in it.
Daddy Dad.
And Daddy Dad was in it.
Dude, it's his birthday today. How cool is that?
Daddy fucking Dad.
There's a guy that's in like half of John Carpenter's movies who looks like... Do you want to tell this? Cause
So this dude, in like almost every single one of John Carpenter's movies, he's always like tiny characters. He's never that big.
Yeah, always.
Looks like Mark Wahlberg, like a lot. But they're all like in the 80s or whatever. So it's like, he looks like he could be Mark Wahlberg's dad. So it's like, so Marky Mark is Mark Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg is Donnie Don, obviously. So Mark Wahlberg's dad is Daddy Dad. It's just obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Daddy Dad. So Daddy Dad. So
I want to meet Mommy Mom.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Does she look like Mark?
She probably
Wahlberg?
Is.
What? Does she have a sister? Sissy sis.
Do they have a sister?
I don't know. Okay, so...
Anyway, yeah, I thought it was solid, good.
Yeah, I love the simplicity of it. Like, like with very little, Carpenter made just... widely theatrically released.
I always
movie.
Forget until about halfway through, like when I start thinking about it, ever since 2 days ago, whenever I think about it. Like, there's always that... The one thing that I love the most about it that I always forget until, like, 5 minutes into thinking about it, which is the moment that draws you into the film.
Yeah.
Which is...
That is a big
moment. I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it, but there's this moment when you should, if you haven't seen it, go watch it right now.
Yes,
watch all these movies because they're all amazing.
Yeah, they're all good.
But there's this moment where you're like, holy crap, I'm invested.
Yeah, you're like, that's
how it is with every single person
that sees
it.
That's balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have texted you the first time I saw it when I saw that scene. I was like,
number five.
Kevin Balls.
Dude, Kevin Balls. I'm like, he saw that scene.
He saw that scene.
All right, so five.
I go first. Okay. In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh, I think two of ours are switched, and I think I know which one they are.
Okay.
Well, you're about to find out, because I'm going to tell you.
Okay, so...
All right, In the Mouth of Madness, what's yours?
You go, because...
Oh, yeah, okay. Escape from New York.
Well, The Thing.
Wow, that's low.
It is low.
Okay,
whoa.
No, hear me out for a second. The Thing is probably my favorite Carpenter movie. So for me to put it forth says a lot about what I enjoyed about The Night, because Phoenix, remember, is all about what you enjoyed the most of The Night. I just saw The Thing like 2 weeks ago, and I've seen that movie like a billion times. Same with
this,
like,
is my third time.
Yeah, like I've seen it so many times that like it just like I've seen it before. I love it, and I love seeing it every time. But it wasn't like a new experience. Fresh experiences always stand out to me more than old ones. And like this is all what I love the most to that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Carpenter movie overall, but in terms of what I enjoyed that night, it was that.
Okay.
I wanted to clarify that, because
I don't want you guys, so you hate it? No, I do not.
We get it.
Trust me.
No, I get it.
Okay,
like,
so...
I put Face Off over Halloween one time. Okay? Like, just because I enjoyed it more.
All right, even though
Halloween's totally better.
That was all of our fives,
right? This is different, because this is the first time we've disagreed.
Yeah, so Mouth of Madness is
your fifth. So talk a little.
Only because the other ones above it, I totally just like, I love them more. And it's like the first time, and it was like, it's a really trippy movie.
It is,
and it's like a lot to digest. And like usually, I'm like, it's like I'm on the fence with movies like that. Like it's usually like if they do it right, it's like okay.
I think you and I kind of had a similar reaction to that movie.
Yeah, because it was kind of like, what did I see?
Yeah,
you know, it was kind of like you. I was so like by the end of it, I was so numb. I was just like, what did I watch?
It's weird in terms, like, because, like, with a lot of movies like that kind of, like, confuse you, like, that have that effect on me, a lot of times it's because, like, I'm trying to piece together what actually happened. With this movie, I was pretty clear on what I thought happened in the film.
Yeah.
But it's, like, what I wasn't clear about was my emotional standpoint with the film. Like, I wasn't sure how I felt about it. Like, did I like it? Did I not like it? And eventually, what led me to put it higher on the list than The Thing, the reason why it's not number five and it's another number, is because after I thought about it more, I realized that I liked that feeling. I liked that it made me think, and it can confuse me a little, and it tried something different.
And Sam Neill. also, we should also say that you and me went into it completely blind.
Yeah, we didn't even know Sam Neill was in it.
I barely knew the name.
I actually did know a decent amount about that one. I knew it was the one that was heavily inspired by H.P. Lovecraft, and I knew it was the weirder one. And I knew Kevin was super into it, and I was excited to see it, but I didn't know that much about it. Like, that was the extent of my knowledge.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to bring this movie up again, so...
How many times...
Okay, wait, hold on. One quick bit on Escape from New York, just because it's the only time I'll be able to talk about it. Because it's obviously higher for you guys.
Well, yeah, but we'll be able to talk about it.
Yeah, right? I'm just saying. But for me, I want to say it is lower, even though a few movies I did put above it, I actually don't... Like, I wouldn't put above it, because I already have a ranked Carpenter list of all, like, 18 of his movies. And so Escape from New York is actually my sixth favorite Carpenter movie overall, and we watched some of the like 7th, 8th, and 9th that I put higher this time, just because this time around I enjoyed those more, because but I will say this, seeing Escape from New York again, I decided my Halloween costume into a Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
So Kevin, number four, Prince of Darkness.
I'm doing on the fly stuff.
All right, four for me was In the Mouth of Madness.
Okay. Wait, what?
Four?
Oh, sorry. Escape from New York is what I did for
number four. Okay. Wow, so this is exactly what I thought it would end up being. Like, I knew that our bottom would be the same, and I feel like mine and Sam Slade's top is the same. I don't know about
you. I just
you.
Changed my second and third one.
Okay, well, I still think our top's
the same. Just a tiny bit, because that was my hardest one to choose, and I just changed it a little bit.
So Prince of Darkness, this is my second time seeing it, and I was actually really anxious to see it again. That's why I was so eager to, like, rent it. It's like, oh, dude, we can't get it. Dude, it's okay, I'll rent it. You know, I really wanted to see it again, because seeing it again, knowing kind of what it is, everything just, again, it's not like you didn't get anything, kind of like In the Mouth of Madness, as you'll see a second time. There wasn't anything you didn't get, it's just something about just,
yeah,
I really do like this movie, kind of thing. Like, that could, like, that confirms it, you know, everything I thought the first time is totally correct. And so I felt that good feeling this time. Not quite as high as the top three, but I did very much enjoy it. And I think, good underrated Carpenter. So
I've already said what I have to say about In the Mouth of Madness. At first I was unsure on the fence, and then the more I thought about it, the more I loved it. And I want to see it again sometime soon, so I can actually go into it with the mindset of that mindset of being prepared for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put Escape from New York at number four just because, like, I actually was going to put it lower when I first went into seeing it, because I was just like, I've seen this already. I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change that much. Originally in my head, I was like, it's going to be lower on the whole list. But then, when I saw it again, I was like, the second time, for some reason, I just liked it way more.
Than the first time. That's how it was for me, but because this was the third time I saw it.
Like, I did not like it the first time, but it was like the second time, I was like, wow, that was really cool.
So I'm going to segue that into number three, because my third is Escape from New York. And I actually, like, the first time we watched it, like, the first time we ever saw Escape from New York. Well, I'll let you guys sit before you go.
What?
No, actually, I'm just going to go on, because I already started that. Escape from New York's my third, because, like, the first time we saw it, I was super not crazy about it. Like, I was more on the not liking it side. Just because I thought it was boring. We'd watched so many other great movies that night that I was like, that movie's just lame. Like, whatever.
Compared to
the other amazing movies that we watched that Phoenix. And so it was so low for me that I was dreading watching it a little. Like, secretly. It wasn't like, oh, God, now we have to watch Escape from New York. Oh, my God. But it was like, oh, okay, we have to watch that movie, too. And then when we watched it, I enjoyed it so much. Like, it was so good. Like, I was like, how was I so dumb?
Yeah.
And so because of that realization and being able to enjoy it like a child that going into it kind of
Levon Chief though, that guy is so cool,
and coming to the realization that it was written by a 5-year-old was just all great.
Remember we were saying that the whole time. It's just like, yeah, it's totally like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, no, it's a 5-year-old's idea of what New York looks like, because, you know, New York is like this
crime where
all the bad guys live, and there's the king of all bad guys who's black, obviously.
He drives in a car that has chandeliers for headlights.
Yeah, for chandeliers. And then the good guy with an eye patch comes and saves the day.
And his name's Snake, because snakes are cool.
Snakes are cool. He has a snake on his tummy.
All right, so
three for you.
The Thing is number three for me, which I just changed while we were talking.
Our lists are so different.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Like,
I knew this would
like
happen.
You have no idea how much different it's going to be. Oh, my God. Okay.
And for reasons kind of like what you said, I've seen it before, except this a little different for you, because really was looking forward to seeing the thing again because I hadn't seen it in a while. It's my third time.
And he's seen the prequel since the last time.
And I just saw the prequel a week ago, and I was like, oh, dude, I need to see the thing again. You know? Because, like, they showed that part at the end where they're shooting at the dog in the prequel.
You're like, oh, dude.
I was like, let's just watch the thing again right now. Because, like, that's what I told Kevin after. I was like, that movie, the thing that movie did the worst was that it makes you want to see better movies than it.
Yeah.
It makes you want to see the thing, and it makes you want to see Alien. It made me want to see Alien.
Yeah.
No, the thing, like I said, it is my favorite Carpenter movie. I could probably watch the thing every day for the rest of my life. Like, it is such a good movie.
Fifth favorite horror movie.
It's like when you have, like, a, like, If you have, like, your best friend or whatever, you're with a group of people, you don't feel bad about not spending time with your best friend because you always spend time with them. You know, I felt able to go and give other movies credit because the thing has already gotten my love and appreciation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you and me are going to be really hypocritical with our top one, though. with this whole thing that we're saying.
Are we?
I don't know.
Are we? Okay.
What's your third?
Okay.
I didn't look at it yet.
My third.
You can see mine.
I'm not looking at it.
My third is...
I don't have my glasses. I couldn't read that from here if I tried.
My third is Big Trouble in Little China. Wow. And I'm the first one to say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just realized that...
I told you it was going
to be... What?
Did you forget one?
I don't know if our firsts are the same anymore.
Wait, did you just change it?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so Big Trouble in Little China... This is the 20,000th time I've seen Big Trouble in Little China, and
I've seen Big Trouble in Little China about.
At least with Prince of Darkness. I mean, I've seen all of these before. At least with a lot of those, it was only the second or third time I had seen it, and I was still discovering new things about it. But even with Big Trouble in Little China, it is in my favorite movies of all time. It is within probably my top 20 favorite movies of all time.
I mean,
how much I love Big Trouble in Little China.
Right now? In front of us?
The Mist is number one.
Guys, I am changing this whole list. The Fog was the best. Come on. Let's be real with ourselves.
Did we even know if it was Mr. Fog? I mean, that was crazy.
Dude, everything I said about In the Mouth of Madness, where it makes you think, is it a good movie or a bad movie? The Fog really makes you think, is it Mist or is it Fog? Like, it asked that question.
I still don't know. I have no idea.
What happened to Daddy Dad in that movie?
Anyway.
I stayed up all night thinking about it. Is it Mist?
Well, I mean, we didn't see him die.
Keep talking. I need to figure out if I'm
okay. Okay, so,
I have to, like, reach down
into my memories. But the reason why I ultimately did not put Big Trouble in Little China higher, which, literally, if we had ranked him just by, like, how much I actually, like, loved all these movies alone, it would be second. Because it's, like, my second favorite Carpenter movie. Followed swiftly by... Halloween, which is my third, which we did not watch. I'll point that out just in case people didn't know, because I don't think we told them what we watched.
No.
We also didn't watch They Live.
Yeah,
They Live is not on this list.
We've all seen them.
Really recently at a marathon or seen multiple times at a marathon.
I saw it the day before.
Yeah, he saw it the day before, just to kind of be where we were all at.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the reason why it's not higher is just because, compared to old and new experiences, just kind of combining both Big Trouble and Little China, I'd seen it that many times where I'm like, I've not only seen it before, but I've seen it with you guys before, you know, together, and a guy likes it. I'm like, so, it met that, which was really high, you know, it met that, oh, that was awesome, and it came back down. You know, it went where I expected it to go, top three,
I really don't know if we're going to have the same top or not.
I don't know what you're doing now. You're doing changes. You probably put The Fog at the top.
Okay. So,
no. I only changed my top two. Like, I switched from
around. I didn't change my top one.
So who's doing two first then?
Well, see, this is the moment of truth. Like, Sam Slade and I will know.
Number two.
All right. So, well,
I don't know why I opened it up. I already know.
Okay. So who's doing two? You doing?
I guess I'm doing two. Well, no, you just did it. So.
All right. Two. So yeah. So three.
Well, no,
two.
But we did our threes weird. Because it was all.
I did it. No, never mind. So yeah, it is you.
Prince of Darkness, number two.
Prince of Darkness.
Because
our top is the same. It wasn't, but I just changed it. Hearing him talk about Big Trouble in Little China, I was like, wait.
Right?
I liked it more. I did. Did I? No, I have to, like, because I had to reach back. I actually had to think for a second.
Have you both said Prince of Darkness?
Prince of Darkness was my second.
It's your second also?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Prince of Darkness was my fourth.
Okay. See, okay, dude. Okay, so you and me agree, though. Just, like, we had no idea.
Originally it was top. Wait, do you want to say your second and first? Because now, like, we both know what our second and first are.
Well, my second is, My second was In the Mouth of Madness.
First? So my second was Mouth of Madness. I mean...
You already said your second.
Prince of Darkness. Yeah, and then yours was also Prince of Darkness.
Okay, so what do you guys like about Prince of Darkness? You're being your first time.
Dude, that movie's just, like, crazy in the best way.
Yeah, the reason I
listened to the soundtrack this morning, because I was just like, that was such a cool, like, building soundtrack.
I've been meaning to go back to it, yeah.
The reason it was originally the...
He's just cutting his throat with the wood and all that.
The top of my list... was like because it did a lot of what I like in a Phoenix movie, and that's to take my expectations, how low they may be, and just blow them out of the water. Mm-hmm. And that's what that movie did. I didn't know what to expect. I knew nothing about it. Went in totally blind, and it was so good.
Like, that movie has like a 6.7 on IMDb, and we were making jokes like, "Oh, dude, Ozzy Osbourne though, isn't it about him, right?" And like just like. You know, not even caring too much about
like
movie.
The concept was cool. The
all I knew was like Kevin's
was
like, "Dude, Prince of Darkness is so good." And we're like, "Okay, I'll see it eventually." And so when we saw it though, it was just like,
"Yeah,
that movie's so great."
Yeah,
you know, like, dude, somebody gets stabbed with a bike in that movie.
Yeah,
it's one of the best parts of like the whole.
By Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper stabs a guy with a bike,
and then the way it ends too, with like you know the like. The whole thing with dreams being transmitted to people and like
from the future, and
from the future, and that like it was so that shot of like the church with a dark figure was
so
creepy.
Yeah,
like
if you don't get anything out of your head, it's that, you know.
Yeah,
I really like movies that like build into like a structured chaos, you know, like where you know what's going on, stuff is happening, the characters are doing stuff they know they're doing. But it's just like
John
crazy.
Carpenter's really good at build up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like build up.
He should
up
have made a
release.
Western.
That would have been.
He should have made a Western and a Scooby Doo movie. But he should have made a Western.
Vampires is Western like a lot. It has a lot of Western type things. So that's another good one.
Are we ready for one?
Wait. Well, let me say one little bit about In the Mouth of Madness and why it's up so high.
That's
for me.
Your number one.
No, that's my two.
Oh right.
I just said In the Mouth of Madness for two. Yeah. This is now my third time seeing. I actually saw it again. My second time about a month and a half ago, because it was on HBO for a short time streaming, and of course they took it off, and I was so bummed about that. And I'm like, oh, those motherfuckers! And so
they screwed me.
And so, but the moment I found out it was on there, though, that night I watched it. I was consumed. I was just consumed. I'm like, oh my god, I need to see that movie.
There's an In the Mouth of Madness reference.
He told me. And so for me, like, I'm going to quote Seven Psychopaths here for those who don't know, but it's got layers. honestly, and each time you see it, you see something totally different about it, a totally different aspect of it. Like, I'm not sure what you guys has tacked onto, and I'm not even sure you'll know until the second time you see it.
Yeah, we're going to see it.
And you kind of define your...
That's one of those movies, like, I realize I'm going to have to watch it alone.
But each time, you feel differently about it. Like, it's never just, oh yeah, I watched In the Mouth of Madness again. No, it's, dude, I watched In the Mouth of Madness again.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first time I was like... That
for people just listening, Kevin's just wide-eyed and blinking.
Wide-eyed and winking.
Movie.
My eyes become larger. That's the second time I've done that. Anyway, so I was just I was so shocked, and then I went back and watched it again, and the second time it's just because the first time I kind of got into the whole author part of it. I'm like, oh, that's because like what he like becomes real. Like,
he's a crap that guy.
That actually like one of the thought trains that led me to loving that movie today was I had the weirdest like so it led me thinking like, all right, so that guy basically makes himself a god, and then my initial reaction to that is I want to kill him. Like, that's what I wanted Sam Neill to do, I wanted him to slit his throat and be like, screw you, destiny's a lie. Which is weird, because...
Where's the typewriter?
Then I started thinking, I was like, well, if that guy's representative of God, do I want to do that to actual God? Like, if I met God and he told me that, like, oh, everything's predestined, would I want to do that to legit God?
Yeah.
Well, that guy did it in a very douchey way.
He did. He did it in a very...
Like, take a hipster writer guy who thinks he's the greatest writer ever.
He had the most punchable face, like, out of any writer characters ever had.
Pretty much.
and
Sam Neill is, like, opposing him, and you're like, you're always on Sam Neill's side.
Yeah.
Except...
Sam Neill.
Except one movie.
Which we're not going to say.
Yeah. But, like, Sam Neill, though, you're just like, dude, I'm with you, Sam Neill.
Even in that movie, I think I'm on his side.
No.
Yeah.
Not at the end.
Not the second half.
Not the second half.
No, but, like, you want him to kill everyone.
Anyway, okay. So
you don't?
Anyone who knows their...
Isn't the point of watching horror movies to, like, you want them to survive, who knows even their, though you know they won't?
Anyone
like,
who knows their cult film is the... Okay, they're either talking about Event Horizon or Omen 3. Yeah. Because he actually plays the Antichrist in Omen 3.
Dude, I love Omen 3.
Yeah, we were talking about Omen 3.
Lawrence
Fishburne's really good in that
movie. Anyway.
Okay, so, but yeah, so in the Mouth of Madness, though, this time for me, like, got different than even the second time. Because this time I kind of saw it in a weird... In a weird, more
so unprofessional,
more cinematic way. You know, I kind of saw the cinematic satire of it, where he's like, "There's gonna be a movie. The movie comes out next month." And I'm like, I don't know. Just that time, it hit me a lot harder. I'm like, it's like it kind of says a weird thing about like Hollywood. You know, kind of recreating the success of something like that.
Mm-hmm. It literally has the same ending as Blazing Saddles. I'm sorry to spoil Blazing Saddles for you.
Thank
but,
you.
But it has the same ending.
I was actually going to watch it this week.
I
was, though.
It's not a spoiler.
I don't
or
really
anything.
Care.
Like,
it's a comedy movie. It's like.
Like, the ending is almost 180% irrelevant to the rest of the movie. Hmm. It's like saying that at the end of Monty Python, they get arrested.
Another thing that's bullcrap. He says he only used one black crayon for that whole room that he drew all over and himself. No way he used one black crayon. There had to have been more black
crayons.
What
if he dipped it in spit? Just.
I mean, but see, still.
He preserved it.
Like, the part of me that was on the fence of not liking In the Mouth of Madness is the part of me, like, I'm a very kind of, like...
The Mulholland Drive part.
No, it wasn't even that part. Like, it can be weird, it can be whatever. I'm a very anti... Like, when it comes down to it, I get very anti-establishment. I'm very, like... I want when I see a story about a guy who's being oppressed by a force that's more powerful than him, I almost internally need him to beat that power, or else it's going to break me inside a little bit. Like 1984,
like Brazil.
Like 1984 or Brazil. Like when I read 1984 most recently, it legitimately kind of. If it's Josh, a sophomore, I'm gonna. It's Logan. It legitimately kind of broke me inside, because as a person, I always want to believe that we can beat that force. Like, you know, it comes down to willpower, and if you believe hard enough that you're
can't
going
always.
To be... And that kills me inside, that you can't always. And when it comes to... When a story like that, it comes down to... I have, like, there's a part of me that has to go through a process of accepting that I can't always win every single time I watch a story like that. So that was the part of me that was so on the fence about it. Like, he loses. Like, he... Accepts
spoiler.
His in
sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, watch the movies.
Well,
that's
seriously,
the whole,
watch the movies.
Yeah, I mean,
the moment
I,
we said watch the
I,
movies,
I,
just watch the
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, I really don't feel bad for spoiling this, guy. If you're listening to this, watch the movies.
Technically, we didn't give off a list of what we saw initially.
Initially, no.
But we did mention the movie before we started spoiling it. But whatever.
Okay, but still.
Who cares? Nobody
okay,
listens.
So now we're going to our number one. So,
I know,
which I'm guessing... For your guys
well, what's
was...
yours? Because you're the next person to say it. Because I said true.
Well, in that case, I my number
oh,
one
lockdown.
Was almost
Hold on, talk about something else. We're right back.
My
let's talk about something more interesting. Let me get the door. So it's not. This is
damn. I really have to pee.
It's derailed. Don't make that another thing that we have to deal with.
Okay. I know. I'm sorry. I'm
you
trying.
Should
okay.
Pee before we started.
I know, but I didn't have to pee before we started. That's the thing.
Are you six?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. That's something a 6-year-old would do. Is all I'm saying. It's like you just go pee even though you don't feel it. You know it's there, right? You've got, like, this, like, chi center. You're like, I'm gonna have to pee eventually, so I should pee now when I can.
Well, I didn't feel like I had to pee eventually at the time.
No, but you... Okay.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Pee. Okay, anyway, okay.
I'm gone for
okay.
10 minutes, okay. And now you guys are talking about your penises. Okay. It wasn't even 10 minutes.
No, pee.
No, pee.
There could be a vagina, dude.
Okay, so...
Vagina's pee.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Okay, so anyway. My
do you have a vagina?
Okay.
Nope.
Then they're irrelevant. Leave the JJ's out of the conversation.
Okay, my...
Why? I never want to do that.
My number one Carpenter movie...
They always have a place.
Was Ghosts of Mars. Which was actually The Thing.
Oh, okay.
I was like...
did we watch that?
Yeah, no, Ghosts of Mars.
It was while we went and got the movies off of the flash drive.
Okay.
Ghost of Mars was his worst movie by far. Please. Only see it if you're crazy like me, which...
Well, you were doing a project.
Yeah.
So the thing.
Probably the best Carpenter movie.
It is the best Carpenter movie. And ultimately, that was something that was very difficult for me to fight, because I really felt like putting literally the three under it in its place, because I enjoy them all so much.
It was originally number two for me, but like, it's just because that feeling you get when you first hear the first bump bump, and you're like, oh dude,
that's the thing that I love about Phoenix though, is like
watching the thing.
That's one of the things I like about Phoenix though, is that like I almost felt like I was cheating on my wife when I put the thing at five, but then again, like, I love the thing, but it wasn't what I enjoyed most of the night. But I mean, it's great. Moral of the story.
For me, the thing. I mean, I'll try to do a whole spiel, because I'll probably do that a whole another time.
We can have an entire podcast about what we all think about the thing.
But it is so amazing.
If you have not seen that, kill yourself and then go watch
it. Then go watch it. And if you haven't seen Halloween, don't bother coming back for me again. Okay? Watch it in the afterlife, okay? Because you don't deserve to be on Earth.
All right, so Sam Slade, number one.
Big
Trouble in Little China.
Big T and Little C,
Big
dude.
T in Little C.
Dude, J. Carp's Big T and Little C? Are you kidding
what,
me?
What really got me, I originally was going to be Prince Darkness at the top, but then, like, just hearing Kevin talk about it.
Yeah,
like,
that movie just, like...
There's so many lines, like, I got giddy for every one of my favorite lines. Like, oh, he's going to say it, about to say it.
So, like, it was my fourth time seeing it, and me and Kevin have talked about this, not on the podcast, but just to each other, like, the fourth time seeing a movie is, like, special for some reason. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, once you've seen a movie for four times, like, you know you love that movie.
I don't even know how many times I've seen that movie.
Like, but you know, though, when it's like, you got to number four, it's like, holy crap, I love this movie. I've seen it four times.
Yeah.
And I was expecting Big T and Little C to be, lower, just because I've seen it already. I'm like, okay, there's like four movies I'm seeing for the first time. I've seen Big Trouble in Little China three times. You know, I've seen it once this year already. But like, I don't know. It's just like, even like, I've already seen it with you guys too.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, it's always just great. And every time you finish it, you're just like, you have this like best feeling.
You do.
You just like, yeah. And I've been laughing about it for like the past 2 days. Just like, that part's so funny. Like,
me.
You know? And just like new parts that like,
of course I.
Like,
of course
I am. Oh shoot, what was it? What was the line? I don't know. Get back to me. There was a line that stuck out to me more this time seeing it, but...
Was it, course not?
Course not!
No, it wasn't.
This isn't the first time you plugged it in, is it? Like, he has to think about it.
Course not! Okay, was it... Boom! We may be trapped.
No, it wasn't that.
Was it,
Oh, no. It was the... Are you crazy?
Is that your problem? yeah, honestly, I think around the, like...
Oh, no. Know what it really was? Okay, this is going to take Cracker Jack timing, Wang.
This is going to take Cracker Jack timing.
I don't think I ever noticed that line till this time. I'm just like, that's such a stupid thing to say. He thinks it's cool, though.
Like, this is going to take Cracker Jack timing, Wang.
Like, what is he talking
Wang,
about?
Wang, you said we were going to be in and out of here. No, I didn't. I literally never said that. You said that. And, okay, that's actually something I noticed that time, is that he called him on it at that scene. He's like, when they got caught in the oven, oh shit, Wang, we said we were going to be in and out of here. No, I said I was coming here to get Su Lin at any cost. That's all I said. You said it was going to take Cracker Jack timing.
like I was thinking about that line today. I was like, what does Cracker Jack timing even mean? Like, what does he think that means? Like, I was like Cracker Jack's like the snack?
Cracker Jack Burton. Me.
Like, are they on time? Cracker Jack's? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a... I do not think we will ever...
The only conclusion I got to was, like, okay, so you got a ballpark, right? And they got Cracker Jacks. Nobody actually buys Cracker Jacks, but that's just a ballpark thing. It's like, buy some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Yeah, it's like, nobody eats them anymore because there's, like, better things now.
Tell your Cracker Jacks, you're to hell, I want a hot dog.
I want a hot dog, dude.
This isn't the 40s, and we're not poor, you know? We can go to a baseball game and order something like a hot dog.
Dude, last time I went to a baseball game, like, they... they know how to, like, relax in a baseball game.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Because
they have, like, these booths and stuff. Like, there's at the Angel Stadium in Anaheim.
That's for you.
Well, no, but there's, like, a literal club. Like, there's a Kettle One club where it's, like, vodka's just flowing from the ceilings. Uh-huh. Where everyone's just, like, yeah, it's just raining vodka. Dan
they
Harmon lives
selling,
there.
They stopped selling alcohol at the seventh inning, though. Like, that's, like, I don't know why. That's a baseball rule, though. Seventh inning, no more alcohol.
Huh.
Yeah. At least for the National League. I don't know. But yeah, like, what was I going with this? Oh, yeah, so, like, my conclusion was that, like, maybe he's talking about how, like, you're at a baseball game, and you're like, I want Cracker Jacks. Hey, Cracker Jacks. It's, like, right on time. Like, right when I said it, Cracker Jacks.
You know? A little like this. Bing!
Cracker Jacks.
I don't think I ever explained, like, to any of the
Cracker
audio
Jacks.
Listeners that the bing...
Cracker Flicks.
...is, you know, flipping your thumb up like you're flicking a coin to somebody.
Yeah, it's not the internet browser.
What?
Because
no, it's not that... No, it's not.
Bing! Bing!
Yeah. But yeah, that
it's
movie's
not
this
bing.
Podcast has been brought to you by Bing!
The
no,
sound
it
effect.
Hasn't.
The sound effect.
Oh, the sound effect.
Bing!
Yeah.
Bing! Last week's was, too. I must have binged like 10 times.
You did that a lot.
I did.
You did, oh, you missed it. I did it to Alec because I just, I'm like, oh, Alec, what?
Oh,
I pulled out his button and I went, bing! You would have lost it. If you didn't see it, you were like,
I caught it too. Like, I caught the button.
Thanks, kid. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like that Coca-Cola moment.
All right,
like,
so any closing thoughts on Big Trouble in Little China?
Oh, well, what about you?
Well, I mean, honestly, Sam Slade basically stole all my thoughts. I loved it for basically the same reason. I don't know why this time stuck out to... I mean, I've loved it every single time I've seen that movie.
Is there any line this time that stuck out to you more than usual?
Oh, God.
Like, what would you, throughout the day, just, like,
I know,
of?
I know there was, but... Wait, give me some of the... Give me a line, because, like, I'm not going to be able to think of the actual line.
There's, you are not brought upon this earth to get it.
No, because there's a specific line I'm trying to think of. I know it was a Jack Burton line. It was a line I hadn't, like, thought was funny before this.
Or ruled the earth. Oh, yeah, or get checked into a
everybody relax,
jacket.
I'm here.
Everybody relax.
No, yeah, it was that line.
For some reason thought that's what you were talking about.
Everybody relax, I'm here. He's like, he legitimately thinks he's
just Jack. Everybody relax, I'm here.
A part that really stuck out to me this time, I've always thought it was funny, but this time specifically was even more hilarious, was this tunnel snake comes out or whatever, it's like,
yeah.
It's just, that, don't worry, that will come out.
It'll come out no more.
What? It'll come out no more.
It'll come out no more. Never seen again.
No.
And then the whole... No, oh, what is that? Oh, don't tell
what
me.
What is that?
An egg with this bullcrap orb. Grenades, whatever those were. Like, he had so many.
I don't
of those.
Know. He had so many. he'll
come out no more. What?
he was like Explosion Ex Machina. I mean, he was just.
These will
fight Lo Pan.
And Jack, I'm not. I know something wrong with your face.
Not the movie Ex Machina, the cinema term.
Yeah. Ex Machina. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope people just know.
Yeah. Basically, Ex Machina, just the generic term, out of a machine, so whatever the hell it is, just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Made specifically
to
for this
save
instance.
Somebody.
Yeah. Normally to save someone.
Yep.
But no,
like the Eagles.
The
Eagles!
The line,
Eagles Ex Machina.
Ding.
Yeah.
Wait, is that actually a Sin in the Sins joke?
Yeah.
Well, that is... Ex Machina is a Sin.
No, but the Eagles Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Specifically that. I know what a Deus Ex Machina is.
It's a cinema scene, dude.
Yeah. They actually... Cause
they didn't invent that term.
Because they were on a movie fight about Jurassic... Well, I can't remember...
They
if
were
that,
on a movie fight. I know
they were on a movie fight. And they were... because one of the questions was, because they were on there, like, what's the worst cinema sin? You know, and they had people from CinemaSins and people not from CinemaSins, and the people from CinemaSins were saying, is it honestly Deus Ex Machina, just because, like, you're like, fuck this shit, dude. You know? and then they argued, no, it can be used for good things, you know?
I don't think that's the worst
cinema sin. And then I forget what the other group said, but I'm like, no, that other one's better.
Honestly, one of the things I've been noticing I hate more and more lately...
Oh, yeah, no, the other one was bringing back characters. Oh, yeah, they weren't dead the whole time.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
One of the things I've been realizing I hate, like, one of the things I like that'll immediately be a ding for me in a movie is overuse of exposition.
Oh, yeah.
That's been getting on my nerves more and more. Like, when I watch the movie...
The more you notice it, the more it's kind of pointed out to you, like...
You know why?
Oh,
we've all been feeling that same way, but it's because we just took JJ's class.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, that's
what I
think.
Oh, yeah. I think we never really talked about
exposition, though.
Well, I think just because he had a lot of examples where...
For me, it really started with Big Hero 6. No, for me, it really started with Big Hero 6. Well, no, it's a combination. For me, it has nothing to do with JJ. For me, it has a combination of two very specific things. One, it's Big Hero 6 because, like, when I saw it the first time with Josh would not shut up about how amazing it was. And I had to look him in the eye and tell him, no, it has, like, a billion problems and these are them. And the first one I brought up was crappy exposition. It's the worst. Like, exposition's terrible. So that started it. And then, like, so I've been doing all, like, for the past couple months, I've been doing a lot of...
I don't remember the movie enough to know.
Dude, there's exposition. I had to see it twice. It was the worst. But in the past couple months, I've been doing a lot of research on story structure. And I guess JJ did... All right, I'm going to say I'm wrong. I was wrong. JJ did start it because he started my interest in story structure. But Dan Harmon had much more to do with my interest in story structure than JJ did.
There he goes again, bringing up Dan Harmon. Yep. Just Jack and
Dan. Yeah, goes Dan! Ah!
Yeah, no, that's you.
One
we
day,
know.
I'm a...
Harmon!
I should have... Harmon! And then the next minute, I'm like, ew, Dan Harmon.
Yeah. What have I done?
I have felt...
what am I doing with my life?
Take the earbuds out, you'll see the button. What have I done?
I have that moment where I sit and just...
I just want to take a shower. I don't want to...
And then I have to walk into my shower, which has a picture of Dan Harmon hanging up, and I'm like, oh, God.
It's on a picture frame for some reason. You have to flip it over. It's like, don't look at me right now.
I need a picture of Dan Harmon in my room. Why have I not done that yet?
Don't do that.
Please, no. New life goal. I'm printing out a picture of Dan Harmon so I can put it
frame
on.
Frame it. Buy a nice frame.
Buy a nice exact...
In a heart.
Yeah, in a heart.
Okay.
More to exaggerate this joke than anything.
Okay, so
Dan Harmon, if I ever meet you, and of course you're listening to this podcast,
he'll bang you.
I'm gonna have sex with you, and then I'm gonna make you sign a picture of yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
For real.
Okay, so
what were we talking about before?
No. Story structure.
Exposition.
Exposition. The reason, like, and like one of writing a story.
This has kind of to do with style.
Yeah, it does. No, it really does.
Yeah.
Actually, it really doesn't. But anyway. Writing a story, one of the things that I've kind of committed to avoiding is exposition. I want it, like, when I look at a story, I try to tell as much visually as possible. That's what I like about stories.
Dude,
that
we had a whole class on this.
But this was one of my basic tenets.
Remember the whole
that.
There's no turning back. Remember that whole
yeah,
thing?
No, I understood this far before JJ. JJ didn't
do
this.
I did too, but I remember it stuck in my head more, though, after JJ talked about it.
Yeah, same here.
Like, I knew the same thing. Like I saw Blade Runner before, and I was like, that's bullcrap. Like, the narration's bullcrap. You know?
Yeah.
Things like that. Like,
but,
you get it. You watch movies enough, you get it.
They used to call me the bullcrap narration.
No, but while, like on it, and it comes back around to that conversation we were having about once you have a job, and once you've actually sat in the shoes of someone doing the work, you understand the flaws of other people better. So once you've actually sat down and tried looking at something to write, you realize how bad other people actually are at it. And
like
I think,
Zack Snyder.
Like Zack Snyder. Like, that's why, like, and Kevin, this actually comes back around to style! Zack Snyder! This is awesome.
Awful.
Okay,
no style.
No, he has no style. But it comes back around to Repo and why I hate that movie so much out of nowhere. Because I just rewatched Repo the other day, the genetic
Repo.
Opera. And I didn't, like, because for the longest time,
yeah,
I
you were talking about that, don't you like
yeah,
it?
No, I like the concept.
Okay.
I think the concept's great, and I think there's some aspects that the movie has going for it. But overall, like, the more I've spent thinking, the more time I spent thinking about it, the more I, like, it's not, at first I was just indifferent about it, I was like, it's overrated, whatever, like, it doesn't deserve the cult following it has.
You have to understand, Tamlin.
Yeah,
Tamlin did.
I was like, it doesn't deserve the cult following it has, but then the more I thought about it, the more I didn't, like, it's not just a not, like, great movie, it's actually not a good movie. Like, it's almost insulting because it tries to pull off this, like, kind of emo gothic style, but it's not, like, an actual, like, goth... It's not, like, someone that loves that future goth look. Like, it's not someone that loves it that making it. It's someone that, like, thinks... That has, like, an idea of what other people love, and they're trying to... Like, this is what it feels
like. Zack Snyder.
Like, I don't know about Zack Snyder. That's a whole other conversation. But it feels
Snyder.
Like someone pandering...
I do know, like, Zack Snyder.
Honestly, the whole movie feels like someone pandering to a specific crowd. And once you realize that, like, once you realize how shallow of a movie it is, I, like, I just... I, like...
Like Captain Harlock.
like Captain Harlock, exactly. And it, sure, it has style, but that style isn't good. Like that. I had this realization.
Well, you see, that those things exist because there's people that like to be pandered to. Like that's what, like people that don't love movies as much as us.
Yeah.
You know, people that want to be pandered to in a movie, like Tamlin or like Noah.
I don't
want
to be. I want to be shown. Like I would rather disagree with someone and be wrong about something. Like have someone show me something amazing and not like it because you know I personally don't like it. Then like have someone pander to me and make something that they think I would like and love it. Because like that's just
boring. I
don't.
Well, it depends.
So we'll see. I say that and then
No. Yeah, you
then,
also
then,
even
then,
really
then,
thinking
then,
about
then,
it.
Then I,
Kung Fury.
I'm a total hypocrite because I love Jurassic World and that whole movie was just pandering to Jurassic.
Yeah, no,
Park
I was
fans.
About to say, I was like, there's plenty of things that you'd love
but,
to be pandered to.
Yeah, I guess I'll admit that I'm probably a little biased here because I'm not part.
Like they're not going to make an Ash Williams Jack Burton mashup at the or at the
but
Over
there's
Hotel,
a difference between
pandering,
like Jurassic World is like honestly it feels like that script was written by people that love the movie and they want to make a decent homage
but
and,
they're still pandering
but though. They are pandering yes but it's done with care
yeah done with love and so you
with,
feel
with,
the same
with,
affection
with Repo
you know?
It, like my whole problem that I had like and I talked to Kevin about this
you don't
earlier,
think they loved it
is I don't think they loved it I think that they were it was emotionless like they tried doing something their ideas were kind of cool but I felt like it lacked any real substance behind it.
Like
and
Zack Snyder.
Like Zack Snyder, exactly. Like, there's no passion. Like, sure, he says
he
loves...
Is he directing Suicide Squad?
No.
Okay, good. Man.
It might be good.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, we might have a good
I'm so excited
movie
for that movie.
Answer.
That movie looks so awesome.
Yeah, and honestly, that's one of the biggest problems I had with Age of Ultron. Is and I love Joss Whedon. I think that he's a great director.
Josh Whedon?
I said Joss.
You said Josh Whedon.
Well, if I said Josh, I meant Joss. I am sorry.
Someone's got Josh,
I love
on,
Joss
on their mind.
Yeah, because I
you're gay.
Yeah, because I'm gay.
Get it?
Yeah.
But Joss Whedon, I love him as a director, and I think he's very talented, and I think he's done some amazing things. But I think he lost a little bit of that spark that he had. I think, honestly, I don't want to speak for him, but it...
People will die.
It almost feels like he got bored with the Avengers universe. And
yeah.
He made it because he had to.
Yeah, because he wants to make... Like, that guy's really creative. He wants to do his own stuff.
And honestly, every creative person is like that. Like, there's not a single creative person out there that wants to be confined to what a studio tells them to do.
Yeah. That's why Nolan's not making Batman.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, it's just... No one's better
and
than
that.
And
that's why Zack Snyder's terrible. Because someone hands him something from a studio and he just starts jerking off all over the script and then, like, 3 months later there's a movie.
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp might be turning into that a little bit.
Maybe.
Just shreds District 10. Maybe he doesn't want to make District 10. Maybe he's only trying to make District 10 because we
no,
want
No, see, I think Neil Blomkamp, because, like, all of his work is so uniquely him. I disagree with Neil Blomkamp because I think Neil Blomkamp's one of those directors
they're all in Johannesburg.
He will happily follow his bliss.
Hey, you know that's where Alien's going to take place?
Yeah. Yeah,
Neil Blomkamp seems like the kind of director that would happily follow his bliss even if it took him straight to hell. Like, he will make the movie he wants to make even if it drags him down. Like, he'll make Chappie, he'll make, you know, Elysium, movies that people, you know, the general population don't think are good. He loves it because that's the kind of person he is.
You know and why they don't like Elysium,
that,
right?
Well, I love Elysium.
No, I do too.
Yeah.
You know why they don't like it though?
Why?
Because Jodie Foster died at the end.
That's not why.
And
they
could have
like
saved
it.
Her. That is exactly
but,
why.
And that's why I'm really excited for his Alien because I think he loves Alien.
I just
want to
see Alien. I just want to see a new
movie. Making that movie.
Yeah, I want to see Ripley back. The Ripley.
Yeah, is
know?
She gonna? Is she coming back?
Supposedly, and so is Michael Biehn.
Speaking of,
I saw that Michael Biehn was crawling.
Awesome segue. Next week, because we're about to wrap up, we're going to have to wrap up really soon. But next week on the Comments in Your Pocket podcast, you know it's our cycle. We every time we rotate
at the end
hosts,
of each series,
we play a video game or we do some live streaming event. Last time it was we played Halo Combat Evolved. This and the time before that we watched The Room. This time we are going to be playing Alien Isolation.
Labyrinth.
Oh yeah, sorry.
The
Labyrinth was, and then The Room was before that. And then this time we're going to be playing Alien Isolation. And I don't know if Kevin told you about this, but we're actually my idea is I really want to commit to not just playing the game, but playing it all the way through. Like I want
crap.
Yeah, like I want.
Do you know how many hours it is?
I don't care. Like that's the thing is what I want is that commitment.
Don't worry, I'll be looking it up.
I look it up because like what if it's like well, not possible
if
to do in one
if
day.
If it's unfeasible, then, or if it, yeah, if it's like, not
this
possible.
Is a 35-hour game.
Yeah,
well, we can't do that in a day.
Well, okay,
physically.
Well, I'm working under the assumption that most games are around 12 hours.
I would assume it's 8 hours.
Yeah, see, that's
a single-player game.
Yeah.
I don't, but again, you never know.
And it's a horror game. Like, horror games really can't be that long.
And that's 8 hours. And like, usually when they give you a time, it's like, this is if you keep sticking to everything. But like, I know we're gonna want to be like, holy, oh, dude, look at that. That's just like an alien or whatever.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, if it's unreasonable, like I want to be like, as with almost
that's
everything
a good goal.
I ever like I do this a lot. I'll set goals like the podcast time, for example. I always say I want to start at 6. We never start at 6. But I want to be able to do this. If it's impossible. If it's impossible, then of course we won't do it. But I mean, it's what I'd like to do. But yeah, we will be playing it.
Alien will be involved with the next.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll be playing it. Be here next week. It'll be a fun stream. We'll actually be checking chat.
Alien.
And then probably the week after that, though.
We should all rewatch Alien before that. Like, just Alien.
Why don't we make that the podcast movie? Well, I mean, it's your pick. I mean, it's your...
No, it's... Oh, yeah, I get to pick for next week. For next week.
Yeah.
I actually have my movies in Alien, sadly, cannot be on it. Because I've been needing to make you guys watch movies.
Okay, so I want to talk
briefly... Any closing, stuff that we got to get out.
Briefly, The Warriors.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
which means, obviously, we'll talk spoiler-free for a couple minutes. So, Sam Slade, this was your first time, right? Oh, no, second time. Second time. So, how was it the second time for you?
See, the first time I saw that movie was, like... Wow, I saw that sophomore year of high school, what is that, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
That's the last time I saw it.
Dude, did you guys know that there's a Warriors reference in Community?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. There's a Warriors reference in a lot of things, because it's pretty famous. People like that movie.
A lot of people
watch that movie.
Nah.
Especially when it's on Netflix and really easy to watch.
Yeah,
no, like, you have a whole week to see it, and it's an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a fucking half.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I really liked it myself. It was my first time.
I knew you would like it. Like,
they really wrote the whole faggot thing.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is my origin.
Okay, so, because at first you said, there's this one scene that kind of gave
well, not just one
you
scene.
You guys can talk
oh
about this.
Gosh.
I'm going
to
go pee.
I had to pee this whole time. And he can just get up and pee.
Well, he hasn't seen the movie.
Yeah, no, it works with me.
Fine.
Whatever, you'll be okay. But yeah, it's more than one scene, but it's originally right off the get-go. Like, it's right after
that. Yeah, I know. Once out of the beginning, I just left to myself, because I'm just like, that was Sam Slade.
Yeah.
Like that
it's
was
the same character every single time,
yeah, I know,
too.
Yeah, and that guy, he plays Butch in Django Unchained. The guy with the short shotgun that's like, Butch, if he tried to leave, shoot him down. And he's like,
Cut him down. Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. Yeah. It's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same guy. He's in like a buttload of things. He's in like all these different various like genre films. It's ever since The Warriors.
That's cool.
And he does a lot of voice work too. I think he's done some video games. He was in the video game for The Warriors, definitely. But yeah, James Remar is his name. I loved it. Stylistically,
yeah,
it was so cool.
Right, like, see, I wish there was more to The Warriors. I wish there was more movies, because like that, the world they set up in that movie is just so like. It's
so
like
cool.
It's like this is a world where over the top gangsters are a thing, and like it's cool.
And
like,
I love that.
Like, it's not just like, oh, these are gangbangers, like they all kind of like, you know, they dress whatever they want. But like, it's like, no, each gang has to have 9 people and they have to dress the same.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
it's so legit. I mean, and honestly, there probably is. I really want there to be.
It's probably
if there's not a con. A Warriors kind of, because that would be so cool, because every person could go as a gang.
So,
you know?
So Kurt's mad at us.
Why?
He's Ice Hot Chocolate still, right?
Yeah.
Is
he not?
He's mad at us.
Why?
Oh, crap! No, I didn't minimize it! Hurry! No!
It's us!
He did it!
God damn it.
He was delayed. Okay, so like, back to the faggot line, though.
Swear no time passed in between.
No, we talked about stuff.
Like, the moment you left, we trailed off just to something else about the Warriors, and then literally came back.
Okay, but like...
didn't want you to miss faggot.
When I first saw it, it was just like, the first right off the bat, like...
Sam Slade Origins.
It's one of the first lines, and it's just like, he's sitting there, he's like, oh, dude, you know, even if this whole, you know... gangster thing doesn't work out, like, we're probably gonna meet some women on the way there, and then, like, one guy's like, you're always thinking about that, and he's like, what, you going faggot on me?
Like,
you going faggot?
Yeah.
And then, like, that's a good line. And then, like, later, he keeps saying that, like, to them.
Like for different reasons. He's like, oh, same old guy. You going faggot on me? Is that, like every moment he gets to bring it up, dude, are you guys, like, going faggot?
Like, there's even a point where, like,
he says it, like, two or three
there's
times.
There's an obvious plant, like, trap girl that's, like, she's like, hey, come be interested in me, and you're gonna get arrested, blah, 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 and, like, he's like, dude, I'm gonna go after this chick right here. And, like, everyone's like,
really?
I don't know if you should do that. We're, like, on the run right now. We shouldn't,
like,
dude, don't,
no.
He's like, it's like, you guys are going faggot on me. Like, and he gets arrested.
I mean,
but
yeah,
ever since that, like, that group of friends that I saw it with, we'd always just be like, going faggot on me? So, like, that just kind of...
That's the same thing.
That's why I say... Because I think it's a funny word.
Yeah.
I think that's funny.
All right,
how
so
he says
are,
it.
Are
okay,
guys...
so, yeah, so, Alec, movie for
okay.
next
so,
week, then we'll think of a punishment.
So
I got...
We'll think of a punishment.
I got three for you guys.
All right.
All right, so, the first one, I keep meaning to make a podcast movie, but I always forget for some reason. Harmontown. I've seen it literally 5 times.
No, he literally has.
Like, you were so gay for Dan Harmon.
It's a really good documentary, even whether or not you're gay for Dan Harmon or not. It's a very nice.
It's better
insight.
If you're gay for Dan Harmon.
It
sure.
is better. It gets better every time because you get a better erection every single time you see it. It's an entertaining movie, and it's a nice way to it's a good glimpse if you don't want to go straight into the podcast. It's a good glimpse into. Like the mind behind Community, and as Community, I know I've kind of like overhyped Dan Harmon at this point because I have a literal bump
yes.
for him. But it take that out of it, it actually is an interesting look at the man who created Community.
Okay. Other choices.
Other choice is Zardoz.
Zardoz.
Which I am equally okay with you guys watching because I have no idea. Like, I know only...
Wait, we mentioned this, right?
Trust it.
Just, this is my, like, leap of faith movie.
No, I've heard that name. When did we talk
about it? No, you've heard about
recently.
It. I made a joke about it at some point. Really, where are you going?
I have to use the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Wait, use the one over there so we don't want pee noises. That's why I went out
Fine.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, but
Most unprofessional podcast.
Zardoz, Kevin's so gay.
Yeah.
Gay, like, so gay.
Yeah, so gay.
Like, homosexual gay.
Like in a sexual way.
Yeah, like his
dick
penis.
To butt. Right?
I someone said something recently where like they mentioned butts and mouths. I was like, you never go ass to mouth. And like they didn't get it. I forgot who I was talking to, but they didn't get it. I was like, you never go ass to mouth. And they were like, what? And I was like, ugh, you
it's
haven't
good.
Seen
I,
Clerks
I
2.
I get you.
You haven't yeah. seen Clerks 2. Oh, I think it was Evan. Because we were watching The Exorcist, and it was like Evan, Maddie, and all them, and we were watching something.
I'm sure the little girl said something like
yeah,
that
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, and I was
there.
Like, oh, you never go out of mouth, and I like the crickets. And I was like, God damn.
Apparently,
it.
You made a lot of jokes that night that would only
I
work for me.
I hate watching movies with people that aren't you guys, because,
yeah.
you know, any one
You're
of us.
You're just used to it.
Yeah, I'm used to like making references. You're like, oh, yeah, ass to mouth, you don't do
what
that.
What was the other one you did?
The other one I did was, oh, crap. Well, no, see, I had two similar experiences. Like, I'm not going to remember just because I had two similar experiences within the same week. Like, I watched... Basically, what I did is, like, one night last week, I had a movie marathon, or not, I watched Pitch Perfect with a group of people that I'm not used to watching movies with. And the whole
oh,
night...
Oh, it was Show Us Your Tits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I yelled, Show Us Your Tits. But, like, that was just one example. Like, I yelled, Show Us Your Tits, and everyone in the room was just, like, silent. But, and that's because they all love Pitch Perfect, and I think it's a weird movie.
They don't get it.
I whatever. But there are some nice tits in that movie. I'm a sexist. I'm sorry. I enjoy boobs. It's one of my flaws. Character flaw.
We're probably we're not actually sexist. We like to make sexist
well, no,
jokes.
We
which
like
makes
to make
us
sexist
a little
jokes,
sexist.
And we also like to make jokes about us being sexist. Like, one of us will say like, "I like women." You sexist? Because that like it's almost satire. Almost it's our dumb version.
Like, I mean,
of
if we were actually what we make jokes about. We're a lot of things. We're racist. We're like, I mean, like it wouldn't end, you know.
Well, we all kind of operate under the kind of philosophy that no one is safe in comedy.
No one is safe.
I'm not safe. You're not safe. Kevin's
yeah,
not safe.
Yeah, no, none of us are safe. Like Sam Slade and I. When Kevin's not in the room, all we do is rip Kevin.
Yeah.
Like that's what you just walked into.
Screw
us
that guy.
Kevin. Yeah, screw that guy. Yep. I'm sure you guys do the same thing to us. See, the only person that is safe though is you because you are almost impossible to make jokes about. Like that's why Kevin and I cling on to the
5 minute
joke.
Thing.
Yeah, because that's all we have on you.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I've noticed.
Like we try so hard to make jokes about you, like you raping children is like the best we got on you right now.
And oh yeah, Sean. Why who?
Yeah, you got the memory loss joke.
That's more on Sean though.
Yeah, but it's on everything though. I kind of do it with everything.
Okay, so we're gonna hang out with.
But
Rachel.
like,
wait, who?
Like with me,
we've been
like,
hanging out with her for months.
I'm such an easy person to make fun of. Like there, I and I'm okay with that because I enjoy. Like there's a weird part of me that enjoys.
Well,
that.
Well, he doesn't really enjoy.
Yeah.
It,
but I'm... Boom. Like, because honestly,
that was laying.
I find myself hilarious. Like, there are times when I'm working and I'll just do something stupid. Like, it won't even be like I didn't make a joke. I wasn't clever. I will just have done something stupid and I'll stop and question it. And I'll be like, I am such a moron.
Like when you throw a mallet up in the air and kick it.
Yeah, or no. Like the other day when I rode my bike over to Kevin's for Phoenix and I propped my bike over to the against the wall with the kickstand.
That's pretty good.
You
fucking idiot.
You ever have those moments where you make a joke, but like it's not that funny, but you think it's really, really funny?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the most recent one for me was, so Kevin, we're like texting, I don't even remember what it was for. It was like, it wasn't like a conversation.
I could probably pull it up.
Yeah, it was just like, it was like, I was saying something about hearing, like I can hear that, or I hear you, or whatever, and I put H-E-R-E. Instead of H-E-A-R for here. And then Kevin's like, no, you said it wrong. It's here, H-E-A-R. And I'm like, yeah, that one. But I spelled one W-O-N on purpose. Like, I was like, yeah, that one. And then I was like, I'm so funny.
He was serious.
I immediately texted Kevin after that. I was like, you have no idea how long I laughed about that. I thought that was so funny.
And see, what's funny to most people when
it's
they hear
that
story
funny.
is not how funny the story is, but it's how funny you genuinely think it is.
I totally think that. No, I thought that was like, when I first was. I was so happy that I was sending
like
that. I was like, somebody else.
Talking about
I was like,
it.
Somebody else is going to read that. And I knew, though, I was like, Kevin's not going to find it as funny as I'm finding it funny. That's why I texted it to him.
I found it.
Saying it's not that funny, but I found it so funny.
Okay. Okay, so I texted him, I said, Jacob watched, or Jacob loved Holy Grail and is really into Sherlock. He said, good to hear, but he was saying, here.
As in, like, H-E-R-E.
Yeah, H-E-R-E, and I just texted him, here, like, spelled the right way. And he's like, here, you gotta see it. Yeah, that one, spelled W-O-N.
Yep.
And then I'm like...
I think I texted right after.
And then I'm like, no. And I'm like, no rhyming
wait.
Now. I mean it.
Back on track. Back on track to the two movies that we're looking at.
All right, so Zardoz.
Zardoz or Harmontown. I'm only giving you two.
What?
Did you have a three?
I do have a third, but I want one of the. Like, I'm narrowing it down for you.
Can you tell
I
us our
want...
third? Just to know, so there is a third.
Wait,
we won't pick it.
Wait, what
unless it? It's like amazing.
Because I thought of it earlier this podcast, and then I ruled it out. Now I have to remember what it was.
Aliens?
It was Once Upon a Time in America, one of the best crimes.
It was
a 4-hour long.
Is it Willow
movie?
Creek? It's like Willow Creek or something like that. It's a movie that a dude named Bobcat Goldthwait directed. It's
Willow?
It's about Bigfoot.
Oh,
yeah. It's actually like the concept was really cool.
Willow, the little guy one. Who directed that movie?
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Steven Spielberg.
I don't know.
No, George Lucas directed it.
Anyway,
George Lucas didn't direct
it.
Willow,
little
Willow.
He didn't direct it.
Who directed it? George Lucas did something about
it. No, but
right?
It's a movie. It's the concept's really interesting. It's like half found footage, half. It's like half mockumentary, half
like us
live action like
they
horror movie.
They stole our idea.
And it's a horror movie about Bigfoot, but the way he did it was he interviewed actual people about like people that thought they saw Bigfoot, like actual Bigfoot, you know, survivors or whatever the hell you want to call them. But he told them he was part of a documentary crew, so all the interviews are like the real deal, but it's intercut in between a horror movie story.
That sounds a really good option.
Yeah, but I don't want that to get chosen because I know that's going to get chosen, and I want either Zardoz.
It's directed by Ron Howard.
No, it's not.
It was.
No,
Willow.
Oh.
Really?
I was like, no,
yes.
No, I...
It was.
Why didn't he narrate it?
The whole time.
Then now, Willow was a tiny man.
Willow was
he
a
was.
Tiny man. Valkyrie was like, can you please let me out? I promise, I won't run away. I'll help you.
He wouldn't.
But see, I want to let you guys forget about that and save it for like a rainy Phoenix or something.
A rainy.
Yeah, like a blind man's bluff where I can be like, look how cool this is.
Okay. I pick Zardoz over those two.
Okay. Yep.
Because I literally Zardoz. Know nothing. Is it on Netflix?
I don't think Willow Creek's very good.
I don't know how it is. Like, I just, there was Dan Harmon interviewed Bobcat Goldthwait on his podcast, and he talked about it, and I was like, that kind of sounds cool. I'd be interested in watching it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
That's a 5.1.
Yeah.
You'll just watch anything Dan Harmon tells you to watch.
No, Dan Harmon wasn't promoting it. It was just the guy came on and he was.
That means he's
about
promoting it.
But no, he's not. He was just like, oh, this is this guy. Like,
you're blind to the. Okay, look.
No,
if he has a guy on, and they're talking
promoting
about the movie, that is
you're
promoting.
Interviewing
it.
Someone about that.
Whether he tried or not, that's still promoting the movie.
But he's not saying everyone go watch this movie. He's saying, hey, this is a guy. He made this movie. We're going to talk to him
about the movie.
It wasn't about the movie. He brought up the movie. They just talked. Dan Harmon almost never, like, he's worse than I am at staying on track with things. Like, they just talk about jerking off or something.
All right, well, Zardoz it is for me.
Okay, yeah, Zardoz.
How do I watch that?
Zardoz.
I will figure out a way.
Okay.
Afterwards, watch the trailer.
We have 2 weeks to watch it.
We have 2 weeks to watch
it,
yeah.
2 weeks to watch it, which is a huge relief for me because I haven't planned
any final words on the podcast?
Bum-ba-da-da-da. Bum-ba-da-da-da.